Hello and welcome to the second episode of the Shantae Out Loud podcast. It is me, Shantae Out Loud. I know in the intro, for those of you who heard it, I briefly touched on how this podcast was going to be dedicated to whatever the fuck I want it to be dedicated to. So today, I want to talk about energy. Just a little bit of background for those of you who aren't familiar with me. I am very interested in spirituality, occultism, just anything that allows me to be the best me in whatever way I can be better. So a lot of my time is spent reading books about energy, chakras, spirituality, witchcraft, things of that nature. So today, like I said, in this conversation about energy, I just wanted to talk about it because it's definitely something that I'm going to discuss here often. And I wanted to let everyone know what my basis is behind my thoughts, behind energy. So I wanted to start with talking about energy and exactly what it is. Energy is so, so flippantly used amongst us today. We're constantly hearing about energy. It's positive energy, negative energy. We always attach an adjective to the word energy. And it's really funny because energy itself is defined as something that is constant. Energy, through the law of quantum physics, cannot be destroyed. It cannot be created. It is. Energy was here before us, and energy will be here long after us. Now, what we have to really consider when dealing with energy is that because it is in a constant state of flux, it bounces off of us. How do I explain this? So let's see. We are constantly interacting with everything. I mean, me talking is an interaction with my body, with my tongue, with my mouth, with my teeth. It all comes together. So we as people are conduits of energy. And the way that energy interacts with us as a conduit has a lot to do with our state of mind and where we are. So we have to start by thinking about things that give us energy, right? What gives us energy as humans? Humans know that we need water, we need sunlight, we need food, and we need an environment. We need a home. These are some of the ways that we just get energy from, the most basic set of principles of life. So as we are conduits of energy, we are often interacting with it based off of our state of emotions. As I become more aware of energy just within my own life, and as I try and be more aware of my personal energy, what I've learned is that we use the emotional nature to decide not only the energy that we have, but the energy that we decide to receive from others. So this kind of starts by, patterns. I think about it for myself. I personally struggle with negative self-talk and overthinking myself into the point of non-action. Now, when I say negative thought patterns and the energy they create, what do I mean? I mean, when I'm telling myself I ain't shit, I'm the whore, I'm never going to create a podcast, I'm trash, all the horrible, I'm ugly, I'm never going to be as skinny as the bitches I see selling flat tummy tea on Instagram, whatever you tell yourself, that is energy. And you have decided by engaging in the negative self-talk and engaging in the negative aspects of yourself to create, to make that energy negative. Now, as kind of just a reaction to the energy that you've created, you are now projecting the negative thought patterns that you have placed on yourself onto others in your environment, onto your relationships with others, and just all around you. And because we know that energy cannot be destroyed, you have now affected the collective because of your negative energy. While you think that it's only affecting you personally, no, it's affecting the collective. Think about it in terms of the mom who we've all had to deal with, like our moms when we were kids, right? Having a horrible day from work. And they come home and we are needy. We're at, you know, asking them all these questions. And we're getting on their nerves. How do our moms react? They snap at us, right? They'd yell at us or come at, you know, get angry with us. Why? Because the energy that they left their environment with, that they've now transferred by coming into our home environment and dealing with us and our personalities, has affected the energy by which we all move. It's like it reverberates. I don't know how else to really put it. It's like even myself, when I am not feeling my best, I know that I look at the world through that same lens as not the best. When I'm in a bad mood, everything is bad and it's compounded and now I'm way, way, way upset. And yeah, maybe it only takes me 2 seconds to get over it because I'm really easily distracted, but to think that it doesn't have an effect on my immediate environment and the energy of the environment that I was having this attitude in is just not fair. It's just not true. So how does my energy impact others? I think about it in the most simple terms as the way we use the energy. The internet to be a conduit of energy also. Technology has brought a lot of things and energy to us. We are all energetically tapped in to technology. You are listening to this via an application that tells me that you are tuned in to your technology to an extent. Now, because of this, we experience a lot less filtered energy than we would prior to social media. You know, there was a time in life where whatever happened only happened to you in your house, or only happened to you in your classroom, only happened to you in your neighborhood. Now, these things that happen, that we see, the images that are thrown in our faces are thrown in everyone's faces. This is international we're talking about because of the connectivity. So because we spend so much time invested in the internet and invested in our connectivity, we now have found a way to drain ourselves. It's like, I personally love Twitter. Twitter is my favorite social media app. It's funny, it's fun, but it is also incredibly heavy and can be very dark. I can say that scrolling my social media, the type of energies that I interact with, from people calling people horrific names, men degrading men and women, women degrading women and men, people just being as completely hateful and heinous as they can choose to be. I look at my Twitter page and I can have feelings of anxiety. I can look at my Twitter page and have feelings of anger, fear, manipulation. I mean, there is no, and as many filters as we get on these applications and as many mute buttons and mute keywords as they add, we are still constantly being bombarded by things that have no filter. because I can go ahead and mute this keyword, and guess what? By the time I've muted that keyword, 75 words have sprung up into my timeline that are exactly similar to that which I was trying to mute. That energy impacts me. I don't know how many of you have ever tried to have a social media cleanse. It was about this time last year I started, today is January 19th. It was about this time last year I made a decision that I was going to go on when Neptune went into retrograde, I decided to go on a social media cleanse because Neptune is the planet of illusion. So Neptune being the planet of illusions, delusions, I'm sorry guys, I dropped the mic and I screwed up the whole setup. Anywho, with Neptune being the planet of things sometimes not being all as they seem, I decided to take a break from social media just to see how it would influence me. And I can say with confidence that I think it lasted about a week where I didn't log on at all. I felt much more energetically centered and grounded in a way that I wasn't feeling. And this is not to say that this is everyone's experience, but this is my personal experience. I really needed that social media cleanse because you know what? My social media, and that's what really kind of was the catalyst for me muting keywords and trying to block certain things out. It made me realize that I didn't need Twitter, and maybe I was holding on to it as a habitual sort of lifeline. So then I tried another way where I started after that first week, I tried where, okay, I'm only going to log on for 5 minutes a day. And I would literally set my timer on my phone. And for 5 minutes, I'd scroll on Instagram, on Twitter freely. And I can also say that there was a difference in that from the energy of me not coming on, because even in that 5 minute period, I would still run into tweets that were negative, that were not very progressive, things that just didn't sit right with my soul and would be enough to take me off balance. Now, this is 5 minutes a day that I was logging in at that point. Fast forward to my usual Twitters. I would say I spend on Twitter, oh my God, I don't even want to know how much time I spend on Twitter. I'm sure I could ask my iPhone. But I would say in a day, I spend 2 hours on Twitter. And that alone can impact me because I can see things. I read negative energy. And one thing I think people forget about media and social media is that because of the energetic conduit it is, people do go there with a certain kind of energy sometimes. Sometimes social media and a rant is not just a rant. Sometimes a rant comes from a very, very nasty, small place. Sometimes threads come from a nasty place. Sometimes threads come from a really energetic and peaceful, loving place. But that cannot always be known when you open your app. When you open any of your apps. So knowing that by throwing my trash onto social media and knowing that I have 2,000 followers, I now have impacted, I mean, I'm sure not all 2,000 of my followers see my tweets, but say they did. 2,000 people that potentially can be impacted by the words that I chose to tweet that were super negative. And what's even worse is that they may not even realize the impact I'm having on them because in their mind, they're just reading it, it's trash, and they're moving on, but it stirs something in them. And I think that one thing that we forget when we are invested in ingesting this media is that it does do something to us. We carry that. We carry the energy. We carry the things we read. And so much so that I can't tell you how many conversations I have with personal friends in my life about the shit I see on Twitter, about the shit I saw on Instagram that has really nothing to do with me. And why am I carrying this water? Why am I carrying this water to bear to others that does not even give them any sustenance. I don't want to talk about the crap I see on Twitter. I want to filter out the crap I see on Twitter. I only want to follow the great things and read the good rants and read the good threads on Twitter. And that goes for Instagram too. When I'm on my Instagram page, I don't want to see a whole bunch of gun violence. I don't want to see a whole bunch of lies. My music this way too. I don't want to listen to depressing ass, sad ass. I want to kill my... Like, we are ingesting so much energy and we are impacting each other constantly. And what I really hope is that by the end of this episode, which is almost right now, you will leave here recognizing the amount of power that you have to influence not only yourself, but your environment. Because your energy is, not only are you responsible for yours, but you include the responsibility of the collective on the energy that you choose to put out into the universe. So what are you putting out? Well, how do you refer to others? What are you saying? What kind of energy do you lead with? Because remember, doesn't matter if it's just a rant. It's not just a rant. That rant has now energetically impacted some eyes who've seen it, some ears who've heard it. Is it worth it? Is it worth you? Because what all it is when you're... All it is when you're feeling these feelings of anxiety or fear or anger that you get from your social media or insecurity, which is what I think number one all social media brings you, is insecurity. It's just a projection from outside of whatever is being shown to you onto yourself, and you're projecting whatever images you see back to that, because we're all mirrors for one another. So if I'm going and I'm reading this negative rant every day, I'm reading these negative tweets every day, it's impacting my reality because, damn, if my escape is now immersed in negativity. So take a really good look at your personal energy and what you're putting out. Because I know for me, I'm not innocent. I put negative things on Twitter too. And I have to sometimes reevaluate myself because I know my energy and I know when I put that rant on Twitter that I was ranting to be nasty, to be negative. And I can hear it as I read it. Because, of course, I know my voice and I know it. But I can do this sometimes with other people, too. You can read between the lines of posts and see what kind of energy a post was created with. You know. We know. So take personal stock of what you're doing when you're going out and creating posts and creating energy in your environment. Because it's bigger than online. How are you interacting with the world at large? How are you interacting with your fellow man who's right in front of your face? You rolling your eyes at that employee because you think they're being a fucking idiot has an impact on them. They had 35 people roll their eyes at them in the last 3 hours. They're going to go home and have the impact of eyes being rolled at them. And that's going to have an impact on their family. That's going to have an impact on themselves. We are all much more connected than this world. As connected as they've made us, they've disconnected us so much. And we are so much better when we are aware of each other and the collective together. So, with this, I would ask that you just allow yourself to be more aware. Just stand up for yourself, and then when you stand up for yourself, you stand up for the collective. And that's it. Just remember that your energy impacts others all the time. So be aware of the energy that you give off. And remember that energy never stops flowing. So think about what kind of energy you want flowing and where you want it to flow to. Thank you for listening. I'd love to hear any comments, suggestions, questions, whatever you guys want to talk about. I wanted this to be an open dialogue. Please feel free to follow me on Instagram or Twitter. I am Shantae Out Loud there. Subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm also Shantae Out Loud. All across the board, on whatever platform, subscribe to this podcast, please. That would make me feel amazing. And if you want to have a personal conversation with me, don't hesitate to email me at shantaeisloud@gmail.com. This is Shantae Out Loud, signing out for episode 2 of Shantae Out Loud podcast. Thank you for your listening, and thank you for being here. I'll talk to you guys soon, okay?